I said, and in him we have life and have him more abundantly. Amen. Would you stand with me this morning? If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke, the 11th chapter and the 2nd verse. And also going to be reading from Matthew 11 and 12. Amen. Let me say that last night in our Saturday evening service, we had a great crowd. Pastor Mike preached and just did a great job. Did a great job. He really blessed. Amen. And we're here this morning and God is still God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Luke 11 and 2. So he said to them, when you pray, not if you pray, but when you pray, say, our Father, aren't you glad he's your Father? In heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 11 and 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Let me say that again. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Preach to you this morning on kingdom concept. Would you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for each and every one that's here. I pray, God, that you touch me, touch this physical body, that I may preach your word to your people. I pray, God, that you would anoint me, Lord, that you may minister to your people. Anoint every ear to hear, every heart to receive, and every mind to understand. God, we will give you all the glory and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Turn around and shake your neighbor and tell them they've come to the kingdom. Amen. You may be seated. We've got to understand the kingdom of heaven. And for the last few weeks, I've been preaching and teaching on the kingdom of heaven, understanding that we are part of the kingdom. Amen. And the kingdom has come through Jesus Christ. But to understand the kingdom, we've got to understand all of it. First of all, God serves as king. Amen. Before there was anything else, there was God. God's kingdom is eternal. So before there was man, before there was earth, before there was universe, there was God and his kingdom. In his kingdom, he had angelic beings. And they were there for service, to serve him. Everybody hold on. I'm going to blow some of your theology out of the water. When you die, you do not become an angel. You don't get wings and fly from cloud to cloud. No. Angels were created for service. We are children of God. What shall we be? We don't know, but when we see him, we'll be like him in all of his glory. Can you say amen? No, we're not going to be angels. We are far above angels. Amen. I don't want to blow some of your theology out, but your loved ones that have died and gone on are not your guardian angels. Well, they're in the presence of God, worshiping and glorifying the King of all ages. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. So in his kingdom, there were angels, and those angels were in service. There were three cherubims, three archangels, if you were. There were Lucifer, they were Gabriel, and they were Michael. All of these served. And according to Revelations, each one of them had angels under them. Each one of them had a specific service. So those angels under them were under their service. Gabriel was the messenger angel. We know that because Gabriel was the one that came to Mary and came to Elizabeth. He carried messages to humanity for God. So therefore, any angels under him were messenger angels. And then there was Michael. Michael was the warring angel. I like Michael. Michael had a sword. It was Michael that kicked Lucifer and his angels out of heaven. I don't think you caught that. It was Michael and his angels that kicked Lucifer out of heaven. It wasn't God the Father. It wasn't God the Son. It wasn't God the Holy Ghost. It was Michael and his angels. It didn't take God to kick him out. It took Michael and his angels. Hallelujah. So when we talk throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, when angels would come in warfare in defense of God's people, it was Michael and his angels. And then there's Lucifer. Lucifer was the worship leader of heaven. And therefore, the angels under him was the choir. Aren't you glad it was Lucifer that fell and not Michael? It would be one thing fighting against the warring angel, but all we're fighting against is the choir director. Somebody say amen. He's not as bad as you think he is. He's not as bad as he says he is. He's just the choir director. Oh, man. I'm feeling the preacher coming on. Well, what was Lucifer like according to Ezekiel 28 and 12? Listen to what it says. Son of man, take lamentations against the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardas, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the turquoise, the emerald with gold. I mean, he was decorated. The workmanship of your timbrels or tambourines and pipes, like organ pipes. Music flowed out of him. Music was created in him. Was prepared for you from the day you were created. You were the anointed cherub who covers. Literally, he would go into the Trinity and cover God with praise and worship. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity filled your heart. You know what happened? He started thinking, you can't have church without me. Look how awesome I am. Look how beautiful I am. Look how good I am. Martin Luther said, God kicked Lucifer out of heaven and he ended up in my choir. Or on my organ. Let's move on. Pride filled his heart. Let's look at Isaiah 14 and 11 or 12. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation. I will on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And yet shall you be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Lucifer said, I'm tired of just being here. I want to be here. Pride filled his heart. He wanted to be top dog. And what happened was Michael and his angels kicked him out. And because of iniquity and sin filled his heart, his beauty become ugly. Oh, anybody hear me what I'm saying? Any good in him became bad. And can I just throw in some stuff here? That's why music is such a problem. Everybody listen to me. I believe every person that ever had the talent to play an instrument or sing, it was given to them to worship God with. Amen. Amen. Unfortunately, I believe Michael Jackson should have been worshiping God. Amen. Oh, anybody hear me when I feel like preaching right here? Every musical instrument everybody that ever played was given to them, but the devil took it and he perverted it. And now he wars against us in the church over music. And you know why he does? Because I'm going to give you an opportunity to shout right here. Every time we get up, the worship team begins to sing and worship and play musical instruments, and we begin to lift our hands and worship God and sing. You know what the devil sees? The devil sees that man is standing in his place, doing his job, praising and glorifying and magnifying God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, let me throw this in. Another shouting ground here. If Michael or Gabriel or Michael took his angels and cast Lucifer and his angels out of heaven, and Lucifer was a worship leader and his angels was the choir and the singers and the musicians, there's no music in heaven. Woo. So if God wants to hear singing and music, he comes to church. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't think you hear. He steps into church. That's why we worship him. That's why we sing. That's why we praise. That's why we glory. Because God Almighty steps into the midst of our praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that every dancer was created to dance and praise God. But the devil has taken it and perverted it. Woo. So if God wants someone to dance, he comes to church. So every time we begin to sing and praise and worship God, recognize that God, the Bible said, he inhabits the praise of his. He enthrones himself. He loves it because he created music to worship him. And then God created man. God was bringing his kingdom upon the earth. When Lucifer was kicked out, where was he kicked out to? And then God came in and created man on earth. Whoo. And created him in his image. Amen. So every time the devil sees you, he sees God. Yes. After his likeness. I'm going to do it again. Come here, Andrew. Andrew's going to represent Adam. When God created man, he was just a shell created from the dust of the ground. But then the first mouth-to-mouth resuscitation happened. God breathed the breath of life into man. Are you ready for this? And when he did, close your eyes. When man opened his eyes, open your eyes. He saw God and a perfect reflection. Man, this is even going to get better. Then he said, I give you dominion over all the things on the earth. Amen. And here was man, created by God. God gave him dominion. He's establishing his kingdom on this earth. Are you ready? But someone is in the corner watching it. He don't like what's going on. He wants to get dominion back. The Bible says, in whom you obey, to him you've given authority. To him you've given leadership. In other words, if you obey them, you come under their leadership. So Lucifer set his plan in motion. One day Eve is walking by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, whom God said, don't eat of it. And he said, has God said? She said, God said, if we eat of it or even touch it, we shall die. First of all, if you read it, God didn't say anything about touching it. But God didn't talk to Eve. God talked to Adam. Adam must have added a little bit to it. Be careful when you add to the word of God. Couldn't you imagine Lucifer saying, touch it? Well, you didn't die. If that's not true, eat it. He said, you're gonna be like God. God don't want you to be like him. And she saw that it looked good, good to eat, good to make one wise, and she took it. When she took it, she disobeyed God and obeyed Lucifer. And when she ate of it and Adam ate of it, they surrendered dominion to Lucifer. And therefore, when God came down in the coolness of the evening and said, Adam, where art thou? First of all, God knew where he was. God knew what was going on. Don't think you can hide from God.
That's right.
And Adam says, we're over here hidden because we're naked. He said, who told you you were naked? And I like this. The woman you gave me. It's your fault. You gave her to me. And she said, it was the serpent. And then God made a revelation at that moment. Everybody listen to me. He said, serpent, Satan, Lucifer, you need to know that out of the seed of this woman is going to come one. Amen. Whose heel is going to bruise your head. Yeah. Your head is going to bruise his heel. Understand, throughout the Old Testament, whenever they won a battle, they would take the king and throw them down, and then the victor would put his head, foot upon the back of their neck or their head, and in doing so saying, I am victorious, now you are under me, and you are under my rule. What he was saying is, there's going to come one out of this woman who's going to defeat you. He's going to win dominion back. He's going to take it back. Can you say amen? Now, I kind of imagine that from that moment on, every time a baby was born, demons were watching. Is this him? According to Revelations, Lucifer hated, the serpent hated that woman, which is Israel, and waited for the birth of the child that he might destroy it. That's why that they had to go to Egypt, because the babies two and under were being killed. Because Lucifer wanted to kill the baby. That's why every time Jesus came into a crowd, they wanted to stone him. The devil was setting his plan in order, because the devil was saying, I can't lose dominion here. Are you ready? Can I do a little more teaching? The Holy Spirit took Jesus into the wilderness. For 40 days he fasted. Lucifer showed up and tempted him. Understand, if Jesus would have done anything Lucifer asked him to do, he would have surrendered. And that's why he said, if you be the Son of God, make that stone bread. Jesus could have made the stone bread, but if he would have done what Lucifer told him to, he would have surrendered. He said, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Then, so what was it? It was the flesh, the lust of the flesh. Eve saw that the fruit was good to eat and would be good. Took him up, put him on a pedestal and said, look at the world. I'll give it all to you. If you will bow down and worship me, the pride of life. And Jesus said, you shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you worship. Amen. Then he said, jump off! Hasn't God put angels in charge of you, lest you dash your foot against a stone? And absolutely he did. And absolutely, if Jesus would have jumped off, the angels would have caught him. But if he would have jumped off, he would have done what Lucifer asked him to do and would have surrendered the authority. But he didn't do it. And the Bible said Lucifer ran in terror. Somebody say amen. Because Jesus Christ was out sin, and he was taking dominion back. The Bible said if the kings of this world would have knew about Calvary, they would have done everything to keep him from going there. Don't you know that if Lucifer would have knew that Jesus dying on Calvary would have won salvation for the world, he would have done everything in the world to keep him from going there. But he thought he was killing him. He thought he was doing away with the Nazarene. He thought he was doing away with the one who was taking back authority. He didn't know that according to Ephesians, it was a mystery hidden away in God's heart that nobody knew God was working something out. Can you say amen? Now I'm going to get ready to shout. Jesus is hanging on the cross. He cries, "It is finished!" And down in hell, celebrations go off. You done it, Lucifer! You killed him! You've done away with the Nazarene. Now you get to keep your dominion. Lucifer. And then someone said, "Wait, someone's coming. Who is that?" And a legion of them said, "Whoa, I know who he is. He cast us into a bunch of pigs." Deaf and dumb spirits were crying out. We ran into him as Jesus come walking into hell, spreading his blood through hell. Listen to what he did. The Bible said he took the keys of death and hell, for these are the final battle. These are the final victories. He took the keys of death and hell. Then he stepped on Lucifer's head and he took dominion. Amen. Oh, he thought he won, but Jesus Christ brought it back. Amen. Listen to what happened. God became man, and man won dominion back. Praise the Lord. We took authority back. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that Jesus preached in hell. You know who he preached to? Lucifer and his angels. You know what he said? Not only did I win it back, not only did I pay the price, I'm going to raise a church up that's going to chase you out of every bush. Amen. That's going to defeat you everywhere it's going. They're going to cast you out. They're going to heal the sick. Oh, anybody hear me what I'm saying? I'm raising up a church that's going to be full of the power of God and is going to take authority back. That's why when Jesus walked to the edge of the tomb, listen what he said. He cried out, "All power." That word power can be translated all authority in heaven and in earth and under the earth has been given to me. Amen. And then he said, "Now I give you power. I give you authority to tread upon scorpions and serpents, and none which shall harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You shall cast out." Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I'm here to tell you something. Jesus Christ won it back. It is time for the church to rise up and take dominion back and be what God has called us to be. Amen. Quit letting the devil beat you down. It's time to beat him down. Amen. It's time to know that we've got the authority. We are in the kingdom of God. Amen. Listen to what Jesus said. From John until now, the word "until now" got me. From John until now, suffer its violence, but the violent take it by force. Listen, the violence stopped because Jesus won the battle. Amen. Huh. Anybody remember the tough man competitions? Just me. They would go into a city and put up a ring. It'd be tough man people come out from everywhere. People that never fought before got in the ring. And they'd fight each other until they come up with one who was the toughest man. And there would be 100 of them. There'd be 50 fights. Then he'd go into 25 fights. And then it would go down. People winning. People, you had to keep fighting. The more you won, the more you fought. Got down to the last two. These two guys had fought everybody. They were beat up. swollen eyes, ears swollen, ribs hurting. And then they would go in the ring and fight one more time. When they would get done, one was victor. They would raise his hand, he's the tough man. And then they would give him a check for $100,000. Then he'd climb out of the ring, and in the front row was his wife. And she went like this. And he gave her the check. You know what? She was the more than conqueror. She never fought anybody, but she got the paycheck. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I didn't have to fight. Jesus fought the battle. He won the victory. All I've got to do is take the paycheck. Amen. The victory is ours. Amen. So what do we got to do? We got to rise up. We've got to rise up and be what God called us to be. We need to take it back. We need to quit letting the devil blind us to think that we're nothing. No, we're more than nothing. We are children of the Most High God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, full of the power and the glory of God Almighty. Can you say amen? Amen. We need to take it back. We need to get violent, vigilant. Told the first service, tell you, if you ever want to know how to get vigilant, you ought to see my mom. She'd get vigilant, and she'd either pray you into heaven or beat you into heaven. She would come in, and I'd been out disco roller skating, and, oh, don't look at me, some of you know what I'm talking about. And she'd come in, and I'd be sitting in a chair, and she'd get in my face, and she'd say, I don't care where you are, I don't care where you've been, I don't care what you're doing. One day you're going to be serving God again, you'll be preaching again. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Because I'm getting a hold of God, and God, I'm praying the devil out of you. God's going to do it. One night I was sneaking home about 2 o'clock in the morning, and was going up the stairs. Mom was praying in the living room. And I hit that one step and went, and silence fell in the living room. And she said, Rick, is that you? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I want you to know I've been praying for you. Thank you. She said, I want you to know that I prayed that God would open up hell and show you people that'll die and go to hell because you're not preaching the gospel. Show you where you'll be if you don't change your life. I said, thank you, Mom. No sleep again tonight. Amen. She'd lay on her beds and say, God, don't let them sleep until they're back serving you. You know what she was? She was vigilant. She was saying, God, you paid the price. I'm your child. I've got the authority. I'm taking my children back. I wish the church would rise up and say, devil, you can't have my children. Devil, cancer, it's got to go. Cancer has got to be healed. Hallelujah. Sugar diabetes has got to be healed. Arthritis has got to be healed. My marriage is healed. My family is healed. My finances is met. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because he's given us, we're in the kingdom. And the devil took the dominion, and now we take it back. Our problem is we're so afraid of him. I think it was Spurgeon. No, it was Wesley. He was preaching revivals. And he was staying in a motel room after one night service. And he was laying in bed, and all of a sudden the rocking chair started rocking. He reached over and lit a candle. And he looked over, and it was the devil. He said, oh, it's only you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He's afraid of us. We should not be afraid of him. It is time to take the authority back. It is time to be the kingdom of God. Amen. It is time to take the dominion. We were created by God. We are his instruments to spread the gospel. It is time to take Lindenhurst for Jesus Christ. Copeg for Jesus Christ. Amityville for Jesus Christ. Babylon for Jesus Christ. It is time to take it back. Because it's time to get vigilant. It's time to say, devil, enough is enough. Cancer, enough is enough. Amen. It's time to stand on the promises of God. It's time to stand and say, we've got dominion. It has been given back to us. We are in a warfare. It's time to put on the armor of God and take back what the devil stole. I want you to stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I was a little boy, my oldest brother's name is Larry Mullins, and he had a baseball bat, and he had LM on it. And like most young boys, I went out in the alley, and we had railroad tracks behind the house, and I'd pick up stones with that bat, and it's the ninth inning, two outs, full count. Rick Mullins is up to bat. The pitch comes in. It's a home run. I must have did that about 20 times. And three guys come walking down the alley, and one of them come up and took the bat away from me and said, my name is Larry Masters, C-L-M, this is my bat. And walked away with it. They were bigger than I was. I walked in the house and went and sat in the TV room, and my brother George was laying in the floor. He said, what's wrong? I said, three guys just came and took Larry's bat. Took it right out of my hands. He was up, out the door. By the time I caught him, he had whipped all three of them and was bringing the bat back. What are you saying? I am saying this. If the devil has come and taken something for you, your health, your finances, your marriage, your relationship, your family, your children, if you can't do it, you've got a big brother named Jesus Christ. That has never lost a battle. Amen. That is always victorious. It's time to take it back. It's time to stand as a child of God. Jesus said, and you shall receive power, authority, after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You see, what happened was, when God first planned to bring the kingdom of God on this earth, the devil stepped in and man fell. Jesus Christ, the second Adam, came and paid the price for you and I. And now we are spreading the kingdom of God on this earth.